views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is actually Susie Briscoe, who is co-authored of our best-selling book, Life Sparks. She, for whatever reason, we have not been able to reach her this morning. So, shift does happen. I'm just going to wait and see if she does show up here. There may have been a problem with the time because she's in the UK. So in the meantime, what we were going to talk about is her chapter in the book. And, her chapter is about, she was talking about her pregnancy and being on bed rest and also having miscarriages, and then that inspiring her to move forward and use the challenges in that to her benefit in business and other areas of her life. And so I thought if we can't reach her here in the next few minutes, that what we'll do is we'll just talk about pregnancy and problems with that and anything else that anyone, if someone wants to call in with an issue, I'd be happy to clear it energetically. And we'll probably pull on one of my tried and true energetic practitioners here. Will may be able to be on the call in the next 15 minutes if she is not showing up. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about is this pregnancy issue. It wasn't exactly what I planned on talking about today, but I have a pretty good track record with shifting energy around that for people. People who are told that they are unable to get pregnant, or that, in the middle of pregnancy, that they are, problems arise and all of that. And so over the years, I have facilitated energetic clearing for several people who, now have children. And I want to make it very clear here that, of course, children come from source energy. Children come from God. But there is quite often when people are really wanting something, they have a tendency to be afraid they're not going to get it. And this really does come up a lot with pregnancy. A lot of times the underlying energetic issues behind this are caused by the fact that many times the people that are most intimate with us are, our lovers, our parents, our children, you know, people who are very close to us, they have a tendency to have karma with those people. Now, karma is not something that is good or bad. It's just something that can create issues within a relationship. So many, many times if people come to me, clients come to me and they are having a challenge, a lot of times what they will say is that they've been trying to get pregnant and it just isn't working. Number one, anytime that you use the word trying, what happens is you're not really doing. So that often comes up as a weakness, is just the word trying itself. That's not just true for giving birth to babies, but giving birth to projects in business, giving birth to ideas, you know, books, creativity, all of that. So for everyone out there, if you're not familiar with listening to my show, what I do is as I'm talking, I'm tapping into energetic weaknesses that I'm picking up from, you know, right at the, in this case, from the general population. And the word trying is the number one weakness here. When people are trying to do something and they're not really doing it. And so the other weakness is that once people are pregnant and they've accomplished that, many times people will have a weakness. They'll be strong to being pregnant, but they won't be strong to carrying a baby and giving birth. And so those are two very different things. You know, so we want to strengthen that for it. And this is just for anyone out there listening in that knows of someone or has had this experience, that this is generally one of the leading weaknesses for this. And so we can strengthen everybody's ability out there to not use the word try and to be in a position of moving forward with doing. And let's face it, the doing of creating a baby is fun, so we want to not make it so serious. It's a natural event, actually, and so we just strengthen that. And we strengthen all of the information around that, any misinformation around that for people about it really is coming up right now for the things that people really wish for. When you really wish for something, it keeps you kind of in that wishing loop. This is something, you know, Mark Kettenbach and I talk a lot about in our EUP online program in our energetic upgrade seminars. And, you know, actually at the in Germany at a seminar 2 years ago, there was a couple there that was in this position. They were trying to get pregnant and it wasn't working. And they came to the seminar and we worked on it there. And it was really fun because when I was back in Germany at the last seminar, this couple showed up and she was very, very pregnant. And she had actually asked me to, had contacted me before for a private session. And had asked me to clear that because the baby was due, but they really wanted to attend the seminar and didn't want to be busy at the hospital having the baby during that time because she wanted to make sure that when she gave birth to this baby that she was in a very strong position to do so. And so we, Mark and I worked on that at the seminar and she was expected to go in and be, and they were going to induce her if she did not have the baby by the end of the weekend. So she went into labor shortly after the seminar and she had a 4-hour labor, less than 4 hours, and gave birth to a very healthy little baby girl. And this is one of the beautiful ways that we can shift energy. As I said, of course, babies come from God. You know, every baby is conceived through God's love. Having said that, when we are in a position where we're having challenges with having that happen, quite often it's just small energetic weaknesses, could be small things or it can be many layers of issues that are presented in this case. So just for anyone listening out there that is looking at having a baby, wanting to have a family, we just strengthen that would be facilitated. If you have listened to the radio show before, you've also know that I talk a lot about neutrality. And so when we get strong to being in a neutral place where we're not so devastated by the one extreme of not being able to accomplish our goals, and then on the other end, you know, having a great success in accomplishing our goals, if we're strong to both ends of that, then we're able to move into a place where we're strong to anything in between that. And so it's just one of those areas of life that people put a lot of energy in. And quite often, this is coming up as a weakness also. It's kind of like a lot of people are expected to have children when they get married. It's just kind of, you know, when you get married that you will. So we just take all those expectations out of it also. And moving into the expectations, the reason why expectations create limitations for people is because quite often the way we expect things to happen is not exactly the way that things do happen. And so we want to strengthen that, that anything that happens is an improvement. So that when, you know, the greatest fear that comes up around expectations is the fear of change. And people quite often will have a change in their life. And that, those are the ones that we remember. We tend to remember the changes that kind of, you know, when things went awry, like they did today on this radio show. I have been, you know, doing this energy work for so long that I can get myself neutral to whatever's happening in any given moment. And, you know, quite quickly, usually I can get myself into this place where I'm strong to what's happening and just move forward for better. And, you know, that's what I do. And as I said, you're free to call in if you would like. We would be happy to clear some issues for you, 1-800-930-2819. And you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today, Susie Briscoe, did not show up here, so we'll just do some more energy shifting. Call in and we'll make some more shift happen.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. is technology uses the healing and psychospiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltec chair.
The Soltec Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to SoltecWellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, Wellbeing.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan. My guest today, Susie Briscoe, is unable to show up for the show. Perhaps we'll get her on later on another show. Feel free to call in. It's 1-800-930-2819. We have some callers on the line already. And I actually have Will Hatch, who works with me doing energetic shifting on this show on a regular basis. Are you there, Will?
Good morning, world.
It's kind of funny because we are also doing a radio show with Dr. Pat this afternoon at 1 o'clock Pacific time, and that's going to be on her Lyme disease radio show, and we were working on a protocol together, so we just happened to have him close by here, and thank you for filling in, Will.
I'm glad. It sounds like I'm here this morning to do a show on pregnancy, and I've got a little bit of experience in that department, but very little, I must say.
Well, you do have a son, so you did have some part in that. We do have callers on the line, so you don't have to want to be pregnant or be pregnant to call in, though, just so you know. We do have Janet on the line from Canada. Are you there, Janet?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. What can we do for you today?
I have a daughter who was born with a shunt, and she's going to university right now. But I became aware that I'm actually quite worried on some level about her having children. And just wondered if you could do some shift on that.
Why did she have the shunt? Explain. Tell us about this. What happened?
She was born with hydrocephalus, an enlarged head, water on the brain, and and her esophagus was retracted.
So we're just going to just get a baseline from you here. When you think about your daughter, what's coming up is the stress of going to university. Did you go to university yourself?
No, I never.
Okay, it's coming up the thought that if she's under any more stress, like in her head, that her head's going to
explode.
Explode. That's exactly the word that's coming up. So we're just going to clear that. But I do like to get a baseline from people before. So I just want to strengthen, just ask you, from 0 to 10, 0 being neutral, 10 being the absolute worst. When you think about your daughter and your concerns, where are you on that scale, 10 being the worst?
Consciously, I don't think I'm that high, but on an unconscious level, I'm a 10.
Okay. All right. Well, this is the mother's worry thing. Will, what are you picking up besides the head exploding thing?
Oh, we were just discussing the mother's worry yesterday, so this is perfect. What I find really interesting about this is that I don't have a clue what a shunt is, but I'm an electrical engineer, and when we use this term shunt, it's always an extra parallel path to the path that you're taking that is a shorter path.
Yes. the shunt is put into the so that the fluid can drain out of the brain.
Okay.
And so we want to strengthen all the trauma around having a baby and the concerns around that when they're born. And, this is, Janet, this would be considered a very serious condition, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Yeah. And so we want to just take the seriousness out of it. It's really, how old is your daughter?
She's going to be 29 this fall.
So it's interesting how, like, it's coming up more her age than anything about your concerns around her being 29 and then moving into 30. What was going on for you when you were 29? What was happening in your life?
A lot, work-wise, relationship-wise, building a new home, relationship issues. A lot of things.
How old were you when you were pregnant with her?
I was 29.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
That's it. You see, your concerns are around that, actually. So we're just going to take that. And I just want to ask you right there, when you realize that the concern is actually more your concern than her concern, because of the at the same age, 29 is a very loaded number. Will, you can attest to that, yes? Yeah, like moving into from one decade to another decade. A lot of people go weak. So we want to take this energy around 29 for everybody, anyone who's out there who's 29 and moving into 30. So we just strengthen that. Where are you now, Janet? Has it shifted for you?
Yeah, it feels quite a bit lighter. I'd say maybe like a 4 or something.
Yeah, I got you going down from a 4. And so we're just going to strengthen the perception. Will, what else are you picking up?
Nothing. I'm just sitting back and appreciating this. This one ties into me very deeply, too. As my son has gotten older, I've watched me going through repeating my own cycles of internal thoughts as he's hitting certain age milestones, and I noticed that triggering me, too. So I'm just sitting back here, and I'm recognizing I know what happens. I've been down a similar road, and I'm just appreciating it.
And one thing that, Janet, that what Will said about as an electrical engineer, that it's that a shunt is actually a passageway that's actually a shorter distance.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the shunt when you think about it from that level? Like, not as something that, because I'm getting that it was like invasive in your daughter's body, and when you look at it as a gift, kind of from that perspective, how does that feel for you?
It is confirmed by something that did happen to her. She'd had another surgery, and because she had the shunt, her recovery time was much shorter than what it would have been for other people.
There we go. So we're going to strengthen this, that your daughter has faced some of life's most significant challenges. I can feel this energy running. So we're just going to strengthen you to source, her to source, and allow her now to move into this. She's faced what many people don't face until the end of the life at the beginning of her life is what's coming up. And so let's just strengthen that any hardships that she would have. She's already gone through the most challenging one, which is, having to struggle to survive, to live. And so we just strengthen that. She's already been there, done that. She's really good at it. When you get in touch. What else, Will?
Yeah.
This is coming back to the whole diagnosis part. Like when the doctor comes in and they say, oh, you've got this thing and you've only got an expectation of 5 more months of livelihood in your future, things like that when they come in, and the impact that it has when we look at this doctor and we kind of believe them.
Mm-hmm. So we want to take all this. That's what I was talking about, the seriousness. How is it now, Janet?
Really shifted things because she had a surgery in the frontal part of her forehead, which is kind of where the heart and the fun part of life is. So
there we go. So let's just strengthen that everything that's happened to her has been for her best interest. And that, she's clearly a very powerful young woman. And so let's just all send her a real strong power, wave of love here. Really good energy. And congratulations for having such a strong daughter, Janet.
Thank you.
You know what they say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Thank you.
All right, we have quite a few calls on the line here, so we're going to take the next call, and that's Roberta from Vancouver. Thank you for calling in, Janet. And Roberta, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Roberta? Hi, Roberta.
Yes.
This is Colette and Will.
Hi.
We don't have Susie on the show today, but we'll get her on another time. what can we do for you today?
I kind of have the same problem. My Kaylee she's retaining water. And
okay.
Everything that's being tried is just making it worse.
Okay. So now, can you tell me who are you speaking about, your daughter?
No, my dog.
Okay. So, because I was getting that so what kind of dog is this?
An American Cocker.
Oh, okay. So where is she retaining the water?
In her abdomen, in the cavity.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, this is coming up in between. On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you on the scale?
Well, I'm pretty much a 10 because it's
11.
Everything that's tried is it's just making it worse.
Okay. So there's that word try again. We're just going to delete that, the effects of that. Will, what are you picking up here?
You know how I say apparently sometimes, and it can really be a hard word to hear? This is one of those apparently moments where apparently nothing we're doing is working, and apparently we're going in the wrong direction, and apparently the problem is somewhere that we haven't even considered looking at because we've been so busy dealing with what apparently is. And it's this reminder that I get every time nothing is working. And if nothing is working, obviously we're not doing the right thing. We're not looking at the problem the right way. We're not getting the point. And so this is one of those really challenging moments I see where you've exhausted so much creativity and you're still looking at the dog, trying to figure out how to deal with the dog.
Okay. So what we're going to do, Roberta, is we're going to come back after we have to take a quick break here. And when we come back from the break, during the break, Will and I are going to work on this. And when we come back, we'll see how you're feeling about this. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com if you're looking for energy correcting cards and paintings that are now available. And for information regarding the Energetic Upgrade online program with Mark Kettenbach, energeticupgrade.com. You can find me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And we will be right back after this short break.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Have you ever wanted to learn about the colors of your chakras? Well, now's your chance. Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, is hosting an event Friday, November 4th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Mount Vernon. Every person will get a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Join Lynn Brown November 4th at the Riverwalk Studio in Mount Vernon. To register for this event, call 360-588-4713. That's 360-588-4713.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the Path of Light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Will Hatch on here with me today, filling in for Susie Briscoe. And we do have Roberta from Vancouver on the line. And she was calling in about her little dog, who is a Cocker Spaniel, who's retaining a lot of fluid at this time. Roberta, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. How old is your dog?
11.
And is she spayed?
No.
This is a female dog?
Yes.
Okay, because typically what's coming up here quite often, if there's a problem in the digestive, you want to check the respiratory system and the reproductive system. And the original weakness is actually coming from the uterus. Have the vets checked her the condition of her uterus?
Yeah, they did x-rays.
And what did they find?
That the heart was enlarged and the liver and the spleen.
Okay. When Will first said that apparently, what came up is that, do you feel that you are a parent to this dog?
Yes.
Yeah, because this is what Will was touching on there. Will, do you want to elaborate on that with her?
What I got coming to me when I got in touch with this was that this dog has a very deep love for you, and she's carrying something that the two of you are working through together. I don't know how. It had some energy tying like a pregnancy into it. Not a clue where that could be coming from. It could just be my own pattern from the rest of the show.
Do you have children?
Four.
Okay. And so for you, did you have any challenges in your pregnancies?
Oh, all of them were complicated.
Okay. Yeah, because this is what's coming up is there's many things. I just wanted to explain this. That our pets quite often take on our issues and our problems. Dogs are extremely loyal. Dogs will take our stuff on. You may have heard me speaking about my little dog, Ella the Enchanting, who came into my life shortly after my dad had passed, and my mom's identical twin 6 weeks out, or 6 months after that, and my niece had been in that horrific car accident. And then my father-in-law became very ill and passed away. And then my dog. And what's coming up is when the dog, when my dog Mercedes, when I she got so sick, I had to. That's when I'm the they say the straw that broke the camel's back, and that's when I really, really started to really feel the emotion and really went through this thing. And I was given this gift of this little Tibetan terrier named Ella, just out of the blue by a stranger. And actually, Ella was a huge gift for me because she really led me into the energy work in the most beautiful way. And so we want to strengthen this for you, Roberta, that, you know, your dog and you to separate your emotions around this. And so that she, so that when you look at her, when you pet her, when you love her, that she doesn't feel any sadness attached to that. This is coming up a lot of emotions. So, you know, this dog is 11 years old. She's a Cocker Spaniel. So I'm getting that this dog is, you know, reaching the, you know, the, I don't want to say the last days of her life, but she's getting older. So we're just going to strengthen that for you and recognize that she could really live well, and that you could enjoy her company immensely every day. I tell people with pets that, you know, when we face these things, what we want to do is we want to strengthen our ability to be able to be in a place where we reflect just a calmness, presence with our animals, that everything's going to be all right. In many ways, they are our children. Your number one weakness right now is more the grief you're feeling, and that's a very watery emotion. So we want to strengthen you not to feel this grief and to feel the joy of what this dog is giving you in this moment. And not to, and to take it one day at a time here is what I'm getting, to enjoy your time with this animal and strengthening the bond between you 100%, all the love you have for this dog, all the love she has for you. And also what's coming up is the misperception around that from others. Some people get very upset with people who have animals as pets, and they talk about them as if they're the babies or people in the family. However, it tests very strong that this is your baby. And so, you know, as with any other baby, I'm strengthening that you don't have to go into this place of worry, that every time you look at your dog, touch your dog, that you she just feels the total, complete love you have for her, and that you accept that love back from her. And remember, when you are strengthening yourself on your midline, when you're a person, of course, that's a vertical line. When you pet your dog, make sure you run your energy all the way from her nose all the way down to the tip of her tail. And as you pet her, strengthen her to her central nervous system working, her peripheral nervous system working, all the organs intact 100%. Will, do you have anything else that you're picking up here?
Yes. Yes, there's one more. It's really abstract and really confusing, so I'm might be putting my foot in my mouth here. You had started off talking about strengthening the reproductive organs to the respiratories.
Mm-hmm.
And when I thought about that, and I thought about what I had said about this dog carrying something, Roberta, I was strengthening your womb. It's a very creative place. It's made some pretty amazing things in this lifetime. And it's...
Yeah. There we go. Okay, so Roberta, I just wanted to check in with you. Where are you at right now?
Oh, about a 2.
Good. That's awesome. Going from an 11 to a 2. So we're just going to strengthen you to that, that recognizing I'm getting for you right now. I want to strengthen you, your connection to source energy, your connection to your heart chakra. And I want you also, what's coming up is to, I want you to know from my heart to your heart that I totally understand the love that I can feel, the love you have for this dog and the love that this dog has for you. And so just allowing yourself to not be affected by other people's thoughts around this, the vets, the people, you know, in your family, all of that. We just want to strengthen the bond between you and that dog so that it's super strong. You know it is already. And allow yourself to feel all the love and the energy this dog is here to give you. And also, would you say that you've given this dog a good home?
Absolutely.
The best home ever is what the dog's saying. So we're just going to strengthen that for you. Like, continue to give this dog the best home ever. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the way that you're going to do that is by being really strong about this and recognizing that this being is in your care. And I'm calling her a being because when I get in touch with her energy, she's much more than just a dog. And so we strengthen that for you, that, you know, what other people think about that, what you carry in your heart is more important than what other people think about your love for your dog. Okay. How does that feel now?
I think I'm at zero.
There we go. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much to both you and Will.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much for everything.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. You know, Will, that's a beautiful example, isn't it? How we started the show off on talking a little bit about pregnancy, miscarriage, etc., and how beautifully the people that when they call in, how they tie in together. And
that's why I don't worry.
Yeah. And this is kind of funny because the truth is funny and shift does happen. And, you know, if we don't hold on to our expectations of how things are supposed to go, the universe will open doors for us that we were unaware, you know, could be opened. And so when we come back after this short break, we have another caller. We have Joanna from England that we are going to speak with. And Mirka, if you are still on the line, you're welcome to call back in. We'll do our best to get to your call. Also, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and we will be back right after this short break.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Have you ever wanted to learn about the colors of your chakras? Well, now's your chance. Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, is hosting an event Friday, November 4th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Mount Vernon. Every person will get a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Join Lynn Brown November 4th at the Riverwalk Studio in Mount Vernon. To register for this event, call 360-588-4713. That's 360-588-4713.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com. Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research,
treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I love to connect with all of you and just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for all the wonderful feedback on my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens. And that's available at Amazon.com and Lulu.com. And also, thank you so very much for those of you that purchased Life Sparks book. It became a best-selling book, and I really appreciate everybody, their efforts in making that happen. Thank you very much. We have Joanna from England on the line, and so I'd just like to see Joanna. What would you like for Will and I to do for you today?
Hello, Colette and Will.
Hi.
Hi.
Joanna,
I'm calling
in Poland and is now in England.
Yes, that's me. It's me again.
Will said, I think she was on the show just before you had called in, and we worked on you leaving Poland and getting to England. And so we're always happy.
Yeah, I called in from England a few times.
Yeah.
Well,
how are you doing?
I was not very well before the show. I'm getting better. Of course, I'm calling in. I was meant to call in because I felt dizzy and I was sick. I had nauseous today. And then when you started talking about family and kids, and I just felt sad. Just.
There we go. Let it go.
Yeah.
I just want to explain what's going on with her right now, with Joanna, is that she is feeling a sentimental sadness because a lot of the energetic shifting that we did in the two previous people and just the topic of the show and everything, the events that led to this, are allowing her right now to let go of part of herself that she no longer, that's holding her back. And so we're just going to let her have this moment here.
The thing is, I also had my daughter at 29. She's 10 now. And my marriage was, it was never working right. And it's, we're still together. I mean, not really together. Like, it finished around 6-7 years ago, but we're still living together on and off. But, it feels like I'm not giving my daughter, the family that she could have.
Okay, so let's get a number from you on a scale of 0 to 10. Where are you now?
Around 8.
Okay, cool. Because the cry is really helping. So we're just going to allow you to let that go here. Will, what are you picking up here?
This reminds me of the circumstances leading up to my own divorce. We hadn't been married for very long. My son was a bit of a surprise. And I looked at her one day, and I could see that we were hurting each other. And I knew that I didn't want my son to grow up in a household where mom and dad were hurting each other. I wanted him to grow up knowing that he was loved, first and foremost. I was wanting this whole mom and dad household thing, but first and foremost, I wanted him to be loved. And so we separated. We're very happily divorced. I absolutely love my ex-wife now. I could never appreciate her when I was with her. And my son is doing quite well. And what I've learned from this is that I was taught growing up that there is only one way to have a family. It's with a mom and a dad and a little child, and that is it.
And I've come out into the world and I've seen a lot of other families, families that I was taught growing up are wrong for many different reasons. But the children coming out of those families, they're humans. They're very intelligent people who want to love and want to be loved and have been hurt and have hurt others. They're no different than anybody else. So I know you love your daughter. You wouldn't go through all this distance if you didn't. And I know you love your daughter very much, and I know you wouldn't have done all the things that you do every day if you didn't. And so the only thing that I see missing here is that recognition of, hey, you are doing what mom does. Mom loves, and that's her job.
I love that. How does that sit with you right now, Joanna?
I'm shaky.
There
was one more thing, because see, I'm 39 this year, and I wanted more children, and it's always somewhere at the back of my head, you know. The family's
okay,
small.
So what's coming up? You're 39 now, and you were 29 when you had her, and a decade has gone by. And so we want to take the concerns of when you were 29 and you had her, and we want to strengthen you to those concerns. And then also what's coming up is, you know, sometimes when babies come as surprises, you know, we have these mixed emotions and combined emotions. That's what's coming up for you. And so we would just want to delete all of those. You know, it's when speaking from my own experience, I have two daughters, and you know, when you're pregnant with them, it's a surprise. It's like such a gift. And, you know, quite often there's things happening in people's lives that maybe are not 100% the way you would want them to be. However, I am, from my experience working with, you know, thousands of people and, you know, with moms and dads and children, et cetera, you know, and all the interconnections of that, is that, you know, when babies want to come through, they generally do. And so we just strengthen that for you, that if, you know, if there's another beautiful soul out there that would love to have you as their parent, that would be strong for you. And we just strengthen that for you. And we want to take, you know, your age right now, 39, and we want to strengthen you to that. Like it's like you've gone to 49 and you're going into menopause. Menopause is actually really kind of something that a lot of women are told they're supposed to have, so they have it. And a lot of menopause is actually when you know, women get to the point where they're so angry with men that they take a pause from them. And so we just strengthen all the emotions around that, and the timeline is coming up, not being able to have another child, being able to have another child, all of these things. So I just wanted to check in with you right now because I can feel the energy is shifting here. Where are you now, Joanna?
I think I'm around 4. I don't feel this.
Yeah.
I feel
reassurance that you are a good mother. You're not a broken mother. Let's strengthen that. Will, any other shifts you have here for her?
This is coming into a much larger picture of community. Because there's all these mothers out there, and Colette and I were talking about this from a different facet the other day in terms of mother's worry, but here we see this mother's love and this mother's desire to love and love and love, and when you see a woman who's in a position where she's not able to do the mothering that she has in her heart, then what happens? It drives her nuts. It's not a very good situation to be in. And I would love to strengthen our communities, which is what I'm working on with my I Agree software. We're going to change the world in 4 years, but I want to see more communities where we can go out and interact with the people around us and be able to share these things with the people around us, because I've seen enough adopted children to know that it isn't blood that ties the love. It's just a matter of going out and doing it. And I would love to see a community where you, this wonderful mother, can go out and mother these wonderful little children, because guess what? Their mother is probably tired of doing it right now, and they would appreciate you. I want to see more things like that coming together.
I love that perspective. Joanna, how does that feel to you?
Yeah, this is good to see. I was never tired of being a mother. I never felt it like a burden. It was
good.
You know.
I feel the same way about being a father. It's the biggest gift I could possibly have, and I do it with all the children around me, regardless of how old they are.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in, Joanna, and I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Thank you.
We've run out of time here. Thank you, Will, for filling in for Susie.
Thank
and
you.
We'll find out what happened with you, Susie, and we'll get you back on the show when we can put it together. And thank you all for all the listeners' patience. And hey, Will, I'm looking forward to working with you again this afternoon at 1 o'clock Pacific time on Dr. Pat's Lyme show. We've been working on a protocol to shift that. So this seems to be radio day for us. Thank you, Lauren, for being such a wonderful producer. And we will connect with all of you next week, Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.